Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. She was born Shirley Luster in 1925, but you know her better as June Christie, one of the influential cool jazz singers of the 1950s. She got her start singing with Stan Kenton's orchestra in the mid-1940s, but in the early 1950s, Christie broke away from Kenton's orchestra to pursue a solo career, helping to establish the vocal cool style of jazz singing. This week, we'll explore some of those early solo recordings Christie made for Capitol Records in the 1950s, including Something Cool and The Misty Miss Christie. It's June Christie's early Capitol LPs. Coming up next on Afterglow. Do, 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 do.
Pursued everywhere.
June Christie from the 1957 album Gone for the Day with Interlude, a song written by the arranger of that album, Pete Rugolo. Rugolo wrote that as an instrumental for Stan Kenton's orchestra, Christie's old band. Bob Russell later added lyrics to the tune. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're featuring some of the early solo work of June Christie. June Christie got her start as the singer in Stan Kenton's orchestra in 1945, replacing Anita O'Day, and she stuck around with that orchestra for about 5 years. But beginning in the early 1950s, she began to emerge as a solo singer with a remarkable gift for nuance and intimacy, a far cry from the brash, bold sounds of Kenton's orchestra. She actually began recording as a solo artist in the late 1940s, while still employed by Kenton. She first recorded radio transcriptions for Capitol Records, then later some actual singles for Capitol. Even on these early recordings, that intimate style that would later become her signature could be heard. However, she didn't distance herself from Kenton too much. The arranger on many of her solo singles, and later solo LPs, was Kenton's primary arranger, Pete Rugolo. Let's hear a solo single for Capitol Records from 1949, featuring an arrangement by Rugolo. This is June Christie with I'll Remember April on Afterglow.
This lovely day will lengthen into sigh goodbye to all we've ever known. Alone, where we have walked together, I remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be forget, but I won't be lonely. I remember April, and then I smile.
The Jean DePaul, Don Ray, and Patricia Johnston song I'll Remember April, recorded there in 1949 by singer June Christie, with an arrangement by Pete Rugolo and his orchestra. That comes from the compilation CD Daydreams, released by Capitol Jazz in 1995. June Christie's solo career gradually emerged in the late 1940s and early 1950s. She continued to record with Stan Kenton's orchestra until 1950, and at that point, pushed ahead with recording more singles and EPs for Capitol Records. But the early 1950s were also when the era of the LP began, and Christie's first LP was one for the history books. The LP Something Cool, a 10-inch LP released in 1954, is considered one of the masterworks of vocal jazz. The song choices are smoky and mysterious, and the album feels almost like a film noir set to music, combining Christie's cool voice with Rugolo's unique orchestration. The album was not only artistically a triumph, it was also commercially successful and was one of the seminal albums that set the template for what a jazz vocal record should sound like. The success led Capitol to reissue the album twice, once as a longer 12-inch LP in 1955, where she recorded a few new songs, and then again in 1960, when she re-recorded all the songs in stereo instead of the original mono. The clarity and quality of the mix on the stereo version is a vast improvement, but I much prefer Christie's delivery on the original mono recordings, so I'll play those for you now. We'll start with the title track, a storytelling song told from the perspective of an older woman sitting at a bar, striking up a conversation with the gentleman next to her. This is June Christie in 1954 with Something Cool on Afterglow.
Something cool, I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and the heat gets me down. Yes, I'd like something cool. My, it's nice to simply sit and rest a while. Now I know it's a shame I can't think of your name. I remember your smile. I don't ordinarily drink with strangers. Admit it's very old, but it's simple and neat. It's just right for the heat. Save my furs for the cold. A cigarette. Be fun with something cool. I'll bet you couldn't imagine that I one time had a house with so many rooms I couldn't count them all. I'll bet you couldn't imagine I had 15 different beaux who would beg and beg to take me to the ball. I bet you couldn't picture me the time I went to Paris in the fall. And who would think the man I loved was quite so handsome, quite so tall. It's just a memory I had. One I almost forgot, 'cause the weather's so hot and I'm feeling so bad. About a date, oh wait, I'm such a fool. He's just a guy who stopped to buy me something cool. Softly, as in a morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing into a newborn day. Oh, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing the vow that all betray. For the passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to earth. So ends each story softly, as in an evening sunset, the light that gave you glory will take it all away. So ends each story softly, as in an evening sunset, the light that gave you glory will take it all away.
Two songs from the June Christie LP Something Cool. Just now we heard the Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein song Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, given a film noir treatment. That was one of the songs added to the 1955 12-inch LP of Something Cool. And before that, the title song from the original 10-inch LP from 1954, written by songwriter and actor Billy Barnes. The success of Something Cool basically gave June Christie free rein to pursue all kinds of different album projects for Capitol. And from 1955 through 1959, she recorded a number of concept albums, essentially, with each album evoking a different overall feel and mood. And on many of these albums, her primary collaborator was, again, Pete Rugolo. Let's turn now to her 1956 album, The Misty Miss Christie, a melancholy collection of love songs backed by some dreamy strings. This next song was recorded in January 1956. Here is June Christie with the Duke Ellington and Bob Russell tune, I Didn't Know About You, on Afterglow.
Not often, but loud, and in the world chasing after the ring on the merry-go-round, just taking my fun where it could be found. And yet what else could I do? I didn't know. Darling, now I know I had the loneliest yesterday. Every day in your arms, I know for once in my life I'm living.
June Christie, with two songs off of her 1956 Capitol LP, The Misty Miss Christie, arranged by Pete Rugolo. Just now we heard the Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson song, A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening. Before that, the Duke Ellington and Bob Russell song, I Didn't Know About You. June Christie and Pete Rugolo's next collaboration was a less melancholy affair, the 1957 album Fair and Warmer. All of the tunes on this album are light and upbeat, They even take some songs that are usually slower ballads and give them the swing treatment. Here's one such song now. This is June Christie with the Frank Lesser song from the musical Guys and Dolls, I've Never Been in Love Before, on Afterglow.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you. It's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe. I thought I knew the score. But this is wine that's all too strange and strong. I'm full of food. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been in love before. That's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been. Happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. To be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy. Then I'll be happy too.
A song that eventually became her concert opener for her live performances. That was June Christie with I Want to Be Happy, a Vincent Yeomans and Irving Caesar song. Before that, Frank Lesser's I've Never Been in Love Before. Both of those tracks come from the 1957 Capitol LP Fair and Warmer, with arrangements by Pete Rugolo. We'll hear more from June Christie's early Capitol LPs in just a moment. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some of the early solo LPs for June Christie this hour, looking mostly at her work in the 1950s. In 1950, Christie made her final studio recording with Stan Kenton's orchestra, the orchestra where she first became famous as a singer in the mid-1940s. However, the shadow of Kenton still loomed large over her output as a solo artist. In 1959, for instance, she recorded an entire album of her old hits from the Kenton years, which we'll hear from at the end of this hour. And in 1955, just as she was breaking out as a solo artist, she recorded an album with Stan Kenton. Technically, it's not a solo album. It's a duet album between the two of them. The album itself is titled Duet, with Christie the singer and Kenton the pianist taking equal footing. This kind of stark singer-pianist collaboration foreshadows the Tony Bennett and Bill Evans duet albums from the 1970s. Here's a track from that duet LP now. This is June Christie and Stan Kenton in 1955 with Cole Porter's Every Time We Say Goodbye on Afterglow.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me. They allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye. once I had a man, sweet as he could be. Once I had a man, and he was oh so right for me. Kind of sandy hair, eyes so soft and blue, that you couldn't help but care when he looked at you. He called me baby, baby, all the time. Blee-doo-doo, blee-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo, boo, doo-doo, doo-boo, boo, boo, doo, blee-doo, blee-doo, blee-doo. He said, baby, try to see, baby, understand, baby, you're for me, won't you take my hand? But I pushed him away, wouldn't let him near, I pushed him far away. Now I'm wishing I could hear him call me baby, baby, all the time. Blee-doo-doo, blee-doo, doo-doo, doo-boo-boo, doo-doo-doo, doo-boo-boo, doo-doo, blee-doo, doo, blee-doo. It's so lonely through the day, lonely through the night, lonely, lonely hours without the guy I held so tight. Lord, I pray that you will listen to my plea, help him to forgive so he'll come back to me and call me baby, baby, all the time. Blee-doo-doo, blee-doo-doo, blee-doo-doo.
June Christie with her old band leader Stan Kenton on piano from their 1955 Capitol LP titled Duet. That was the song Baby Baby All the Time by Bobby Troup, and before that the Cole Porter song Every Time We Say Goodbye. June Christie continued to record with arranger Pete Rugolo for the remainder of the 1950s, adding her smoky voice to his bold and innovative arrangements. They worked on two more LPs together, Gone for the Day, an album featuring songs about being peaceful and isolated in the country, and The Song is June, an album featuring a mix of standards and newer songs. Christie and Rugolo always sought out rarer songs, as well as tunes from new songwriters, and I'm going to feature two of those songs right now, one from each of these albums. First up, from the 1957 album Gone for the Day, this is one of the perhaps less familiar songs from the great songwriting pair of Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler, the tune When the Sun Comes Out on Afterglow.
When the sun comes out and that rain stops beating on my when the sun comes out, there'll be bluebirds round my door singing like they did before. That old storm broke out and my man though he's gone, I doubt if he'll stay away for good. I'd stop living if he should. Love is funny, it's not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything looked bright and sunny, suddenly the cyclone came. that sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my window pane, if my heart holds out, let it rain or let it pour. It may not be long before there's a knocking at my door. Then you'll know the one I loved walked in. Nighttime was my mother, cool and dark and lonely. I recall no father, only nighttime singing lullabies to me. Music was my brother, big and strong and lonely. Never had a sister, only music speaking very wise to me. Child of the dark, my brother would say, nobody walks alone. Though the night must end and the music be still, someone will come to be your own. Nighttime was my mother, music was my brother. Then I found another who belongs to me. He's a friend I'll never lose. I've welcomed Old Man Blues to the family. A friend I'll never lose. I've welcomed Old Man Blues to the family.
June Christie in 1958 with Nighttime Was My Mother, a song by the songwriting pair of Connie Pierce and Arnold Miller. 3 years later, Christie would record a Christmas album filled entirely with new songs by Pierce and Miller. Before that, we heard the tune When the Sun Comes Out by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler from the 1957 album Gone for the Day. Both of those albums were arranged by Pete Rugolo. June Christie's other primary arranger in the 1950s was tenor saxophonist Bob Cooper. Cooper, like Christie and Rugolo, also came from Stan Kenton's orchestra. His style was far less experimental than Rugolo's, but rather, he brought a swinging and bluesy West Coast cool jazz sound to his arrangements. Not only was Bob Cooper one of Christie's arrangers, he was also her husband. June Christie and Bob Cooper got married in 1947 and stayed married for 44 years until Christie passed away in 1990. The couple recorded two albums together in the 1950s, and I'll sample from each of those now. First up, from the 1958 album June's Got Rhythm, this is June Christie with the Gershwin song They Can't Take That Away From Me on Afterglow.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. No, they can't take that away from me.
Chance, true.
it's someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but please do nothing till you hear it from me.
June Christie in 1959 with Duke Ellington and Bob Russell's Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me from the LP Ballads for Night People. Before that, we heard her in 1958 with the George and Ira Gershwin song They Can't Take That Away From Me from the LP June's Got Rhythm. Both of those LPs were arranged by her husband, the tenor saxophonist Bob Cooper. I said earlier in the hour that even on June Christie's early solo LPs, she couldn't escape the shadow of her former band leader, Stan Kenton. One of her final LPs in the 1950s was a retrospective LP titled June Christie Recalls Those Kenton Days, featuring many of the songs that made her famous in the 1940s, revised and rearranged here in a clearer stereo sound. I want to close off this hour with one of the songs from that album, a song she originally recorded back in 1947 for Capitol Records with Stan Kenton's orchestra. This is June Christie in 1959 with How High the Moon on Afterglow.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too, until it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night will shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon. Do you do 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 you do do ya do we do 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 ya do do be ooby do bop. Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. somewhere this heaven. How high the moon, there is no moon above, when love is far away too. Until it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon.
June Christie, from her 1959 Capitol LP called June Christie Recalls Those Kenton Days, with the song she originally recorded with Stan Kenton's orchestra back in 1947, the standard How High the Moon. And thanks for tuning in to this look at some of June Christie's early solo LPs on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.